The year 1859 is a year that we've mentioned often during these devotionals, and it's a year that stands out as a landmark year in the history of this land of ours, a year of God's right hand, a year of grace, a year of revival, a year of refreshing, a year of great awakening. Over 100,000 souls are said to have got converted during the 1859 revival that swept like a wildfire, really, across this province of ours, beginning in Ballymena and sweeping right through Belfast and out to little rural communities like this. This is Board Mills, and you'll notice the Presbyterian church here behind me. Many of our family were married in this church and buried in this church and christened in this church and different things. So it's a church that has a lot of history in our family. But as far as the history of the 59 revival is concerned, this church, like so many other Presbyterian churches round about this locality, enjoyed real blessing all of those years ago. In 1859, the minister of this church was a man, the Reverend Shanks. And for six weeks on end, they had meetings every single night in this church where the Word of God was open, God's name was praised, and God's Word was declared. And for over 5 weeks, meetings every single night, and yet such were the crowds that the meetings house couldn't accommodate the people that were coming. And it was said such was the interest in the gospel that for all of those 5 and 6 weeks, during that summer period in 1859, the Reverend Shanks's manse was never empty. During daylight hours, every single room of his manse, every single room of his manse was occupied by at least one anxious soul. Mr. Shanks records in his diary that there was one morning, before 10 o'clock in the morning, over 70 inquirers had come to his manse on a weekday morning before 10 o'clock, anxious about their souls. Can you imagine that 70 people coming towards his house, and this during a period whenever every other day dozens had been coming? What times of great blessing there were in those days. It was said that in this locality, entire families were converted. Not just ones and twos, but entire families converted within a number of weeks. Remarkable, remarkable days. And just up the road at the Temple Crossroads, there was a great field there, and one Sunday they had an open air meeting, and over 1,000 people came. This at a time whenever the population of Northern Ireland was a lot smaller than it is today. Friends, this was revival. This was God moving. This was God coming down in great power and exalting his Son and honouring his Word. And as we look at our land here in 2020, with COVID and everything that's going on, we are in a real, real mess. Nobody knows the way forward. Scientists, politicians, economists, religious leaders don't know the way forward. And sadly and tragically, the church seems to be so silent in the midst of it all and really seems to have lost its voice. And we really need revival. In Psalm 85 and verse 6, the psalmist, who understood some of the great principles of revival, offered his prayer and said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Revival was something that God had done before, and the psalmist is praying, "Lord, do it again." Revival is new life in the church. It's the inrush of life, somebody once said, into a body that threatens to become a corpse. And churches like this were filled at that particular time. And revival isn't just to fill the church, but the church needs revival, and our land needs an awakening. Those metrical psalms, Psalm 85, verse 3, "Turn us, stay us now once more, God of all our health and peace. Let thy cloud of wrath fleet o'er, from thine own fury cease. Wilt thou ne'er the storm assuage on the realm of thy desire, lengthening out from age to age thy consuming jealous hour? Wilt thou not in mercy turn, turn and be our life again, that thy people's hearts may burn with the gladness of thy reign?" May God be pleased to do it again. God bless you, and continue to pray for this revival. Amen.